Pressure comes from responsibility. Now, when we talk about strength, we're talking about the ability to manage pressure. The more strength you have, the stronger you are as a person, the more pressure you can manage. And when we ask ourselves the question, where does that come from? Pressure. It comes from responsibility. If you go live on a desert island and nobody else is there but you, you have virtually no pressure on you except the pressure to survive because there's no responsibility. Responsibility comes when there are other people involved, and that as you do something, they're impacted. Their life gets better or worse on the basis of the way you manage your life and the way you manage pressure. And so if you're driving a car with your kids in it, you now have responsibility, because if you get in a wreck, they will pay the price. If you're a dad, you have responsibility, because if you mess up, they'll pay the price. If you're driving an airplane, you have great responsibility, because the number of people that will be impacted if you mess up is great. If you're a doctor, you have responsibility. And so as we live life, responsibility comes into our life, and every time responsibility comes into our life, the pressure goes up. And so it's a way of life to anybody who is going to do anything that matters with their life. As we effectively manage the pressure that is in our life, we get stronger. So it's just like lifting weights. So pressure comes into our life because of you have a baby. Pressure comes into your life because you get a promotion. Pressure comes into your life because now you're not just driving your kids to school, you're driving your grandkids to school. And so it comes into your life and usually incrementally. And as it does, and we manage it well, we get stronger. One of the old sort of mottos is you take a 40 horsepower motor and you run it consistently at 50 horsepower and it'll burn up. But you take a man who's a 40 horsepower man in the sense of being able to manage pressure and run him at 50 horsepower, if he does things right, he becomes a 50 horsepower motor. We have that capacity to become stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger on the inside to manage greater and greater levels of responsibility in our life. The responsibility that we have in the accomplishments of our life will automatically rise to the level of our ability to manage pressure, our strength level. Now, this is a basic law of life. It's a basic law of life, is that here you are, an individual living life, raising kids, going to work, paying your bills, and you at a given time have a level of strength. It would be like if we all were to go down to the gym and do a bench press, and bench press as much as we possibly could, and then we would take a felt tip pen and write on your forehead how much you could lift, the max. That's all you could lift. Someone in this group would have lifted more than anyone else, and somebody would be the wimpo, and we could check him out and see who it is. Ah, there he is, that skinny dude. And so where you sit right now, you have a capacity to be able to manage pressure in your life, and your ability to accomplish anything in your life of significance will not grow beyond your ability to manage pressure. Now, we all have inside of us this created, given desire to succeed, to win, to do something with our life that matters. And there are a lot of factors that come into play when it's determined how much do you accomplish with your life, how much do I accomplish with my life, how much does he accomplish with his life. We tend again to think, well, the reason I don't do a whole lot is because I just, you know, wasn't at the right place at the right time, wasn't given the right gifts, didn't get the right schooling, didn't have the right parents, blah, 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 on it goes. And when it basically boils down to our ability to manage pressure determines what we will accomplish with our life more than anything else, sense of what we attribute to the whole equation. So some of you this morning are strong, and some of you aren't so strong. Some of you manage pressure well, and you will accomplish a great deal with your life, and some of you don't. But the problem is that with many, pressure turns into stress. Pressure turns into stress. Stress is very, very counterproductive to accomplishment. Stress makes us weaker, and the amount of responsibility that we can carry actually becomes less. Instead of greater. Responsibility comes into your life. You're given an assignment, you have another kid, you get a promotion at work. That responsibility brings pressure, and that pressure can turn into stress or it can turn into strength. It all depends on what you do with it, how you manage it, the choices that you make. There are a lot of people who think it automatically becomes stress, but the fact is, if you make the right choices, you can live a total stress-free life. You will be full of pressure, but it's your choice if that pressure turns into stress. We cannot function beyond our strength level for very long. So wherever you are in the way of capacity, strength, manage pressure, that's where you can function comfortably. And if you get a promotion, you'll fail. If you get another kid, you'll fail. If you move into a particular area of life where you're going to influence people with the things that you say, you'll fail if you're beyond your strength level. You will not perform beyond what you have the capacity to perform at. And so the goal I have is to get stronger, stronger, stronger every day and never allow pressure to turn into stress. Stress not only makes us weaker, it also makes us miserable. If you know a doctor, you can ask him, what does stress do to your health? What percentage of people that have health problems is it because of stress? What does stress do to your marriage? I wonder how many divorces result because of stress. What does stress do to your parenting in the sense of the way you talk to your kids, the way you treat your kids, and the kind of champions they are when they become adults because of what you did? How does stress influence that? How does stress impact your relationships with people at work, your own family? Stress is a killer all across the board in health, in our attitude, in our relationships. And so people know that. I mean, everybody knows stress is bad. And so we use the term, I'm stressed out, or we'll even use it as a warning to people, don't stress me out in the way that they might talk to them, etc. Understand that stress is your choice, no one else's. Stress is your choice. It's not an issue of circumstances or events. It's how you deal with life and how you manage pressure that determines whether responsibility that comes into your life turns into strength or whether it turns into stress. It's all a matter of you choosing. So that's the key thing in your notes. Number 7, stress is optional. Now, if you're going to become a stress-free person and a strong person in the sense of managing great levels of responsibility in your life and enjoy it and do well at it and accomplish a lot and be incredibly successful because you influence a ton of people, this is the first point you have to land, is that stress is optional. If you're feeling stress, it's your fault. If you're feeling stress, it's your choice. It's not a problem with your wife. It's not a problem with your kids. It's not an issue of the government. It's not an issue of taxes or economy. It's not an issue of your health. It's how you respond and react to life and the pressures that life brings into your life. There are half a dozen disciplines managing pressure, probably more, but I like to keep short lists that I can mentally review. So I'm going to give you those half dozen stress managers that you can go through. And they're just simple key things, but they work. They really do work very well. The first discipline is don't feel sorry for yourself. Now, if you were a 5-year-old, this would be virtually impossible. That's the way children are. They're very self-centered. They think about themselves when they're hungry, when their diaper's dirty, when somebody's picking on them, whether they're hot, whether they're cold, and they scream and they yell and they cry. And we understand that. That's what babies do. But there comes a point as they get older, if you're a parent, that you expect that that's going to change. At least you hope it's going to change. The fact is there's a lot of people who get to be 30, 40, 50 years of age and still act like a baby. They just don't do it externally. They do it mentally. And so an event occurs in your life where there's a lack of justice. You don't get treated fairly at work. You don't get treated fairly by your wife. Somebody doesn't remember your birthday. On and on the list goes. And there's an automatic, born with it, tendency to feel sorry for yourself. Once you do that, as a mental process in your brain, pressure will turn to stress. Just turns it in that direction. Now, key discipline at this point is you have got to know what it is you're thinking, because most individuals, when they get to be adults, think random thoughts all through the course of the day on the basis of circumstances and events, and they rarely even stop and listen to what they're thinking. But your thoughts control your life. Your thoughts make you as a person. Your thoughts determine whether you're going to be in the direction of being a strong person who accomplishes a lot as a winner, or whether you're going to be a weak person who is racked with stress and experiencing all the consequences of stress. It's how you think. And the worst thing to do is to allow yourself to think, poor me, nobody loves me, nobody appreciates me, I'm going to go eat dirt. You will be full of stress if you allow yourself to think that way. And so it's a point that once you catch yourself doing that, to discipline yourself to think positively, to be thankful, to rejoice. You know, the admonition is to rejoice always, to grumble about nothing. And as we do that, mentally disciplining our thinking process, we will turn pressure and it will turn into strength. Internal strength. We become stronger and stronger as a person. We can carry heavy loads. We can be given more and more responsibility, and that we can be very successful. You've heard the little old saying, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. That isn't because busy people like to do things. It's because people who are accomplishing a lot have learned how to manage a lot of responsibility without getting stressed out about it. And so they're high performers. They bear a lot of fruit. They accomplish a lot with their life. But the key thing is, don't feel sorry for yourself. You're not a baby. So act like an adult. Think like an adult. And there's so much that we can be thankful for in our life. There's so many good things happening. Weak people dwell on the negative. Strong people dwell on the positive. Don't complain or grumble about the circumstances in your life that are creating pressure. Feel sorry for yourself is mental. This one is verbal. And so if we could say there's a journey of 10 steps to becoming a total wimp, unable to do anything that really matters with your life. The first step would be to think that stress is, you know, sort of like some disease that you have no control over. The second step would be to allow yourself to think selfish, self-centered, poor me, nobody loves me kinds of thoughts. The third step would be to come to the point where you actually speak it out of your mouth, where you would grumble to another person or complain to them about how bad you have it. You know, how poor your wife cooks, or how mean your boss is, or how bad the president is, or whatever it is. It's become almost a national pastime, but it automatically turns pressure to stress. Don't grumble. Rejoice always. Think. There's always something you can rejoice about and be grateful for, because as you think that way, you become a strong person able to manage a great deal of pressure in your life. When we were raising our kids, we had a plaque on the wall, and it was the 11th commandment, thou shalt not whine. Whining always, always, always turns into stress. Always. There's not sort of like one out of five times. It always turns into stress. Strong people don't whine. They just understand that when they do, they become weak. When they do, they will perform at a lower level. When they do, they won't be able to influence positively their kids and the people where they work with, their neighbors, etc. Whining is a killer. It's like choosing to drink poison. It destroys your soul. The second discipline is find and develop a friend that you can talk to about the pressures in your life. Now, we often have friends, more like acquaintances, people that we know well, that we would do things with socially. Real friend is someone that we can talk to about what's bugging us, the pressures that are coming into our life. Now, as you do this, don't grumble. In other words, you're going to talk to somebody, but you're not going to grumble about life. Don't grumble or whine or look for sympathy. You talk, but share with the goal in mind of solving problems that may exist. A problem's barriers in your life are major producers of pressure and can easily turn to stress. Unexpected financial things, unexpected issues at work, unexpected things with kids, health issues, all of that, it's a problem. And so instead of grumbling about it, solve it, fix it, and have someone help you to do that. Pressure in our life that is not talked about tends to grow bigger and bigger in our mind. So important right here is to understand this is problem-solving communication, reducing the size of it in your mind. It's not grumbling. And I think you would know the difference as you're practicing it, as you're actually doing it. Third discipline is don't slander or gossip about anybody. Again, this is a national pastime. Employees talk about their bosses. People talk about the government. Guys get together and talk about their wives. Wives get together and talk about their husbands. Just gossiping and slandering people that are around them. When we're under pressure, we tend to blame others. Blaming makes us feel like a victim. So it's an automatic reaction to life. If you hit your thumb with a hammer, an automatic reaction follows. You don't think about what you're going to do next. You just sort of do it impulsively, instinctively. So when pressure comes to bear in your life, especially if it's unexpected, one of the automatic responses of our nature, of our flesh, is to attack somebody, to blame somebody for what it is that we're experiencing that we're not enjoying. Now, the minute you do that, in your own head, you are a victim. That is, your influence impacted by someone else's choice, and victims always feel stressed, always. So don't ever be a victim, and you become one by you choosing to blame someone else for your problems. Say that again. You become a victim the minute you choose to blame someone else for circumstances in your life that you're not enjoying. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about the President of the United States, whether we're talking about your boss, your neighbor, your husband or your wife. Don't grumble, don't blame. Now you may say, but they are at fault. It doesn't matter. What matters is whether you're going to become strong or weak. What matters is whether you can carry a heavier load or less. What matters is whether responsibility is going to turn into strength or stress. So we're not talking about what's truth. What we're talking about is how you manage life and whether you're going to become stronger or weaker in the way that you do that. And people who blame always become weaker, never become stronger, never able to carry a heavier load. So when you do that, it's bad for you, no matter what you think you might be fixing somewhere outside of your own life. Blaming is what weak people do, and doing it will make us even weaker. It's a law of life. Fourth discipline is journal. Take time to write out about the situation, creating pressure. You don't have to keep it. You don't have to save it, publish it. You just think about it and write it out. Write the details. Write the details of the circumstances and the thoughts that you're having concerning them. Writing has amazing, 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 amazing power to shrink a problem, make it appear very manageable. Now, you know, when you listen to someone, often they will make the issue bigger than it really is, and you ask yourself, I wonder if it's as bad as it sounds. Well, when you leave it in your head, just kind of buzzing around, it gets bigger. It just sort of grows there as you think about it. And so getting it out, either talking to a friend to solve a problem or writing it down, and the very act of writing it, reading it, it shrinks tremendously and becomes very manageable in your own heart and mind. Most won't take the time to journal. We usually just do the easy thing. But those who do, that will take a little bit of time to do this, will always outperform those who don't. Worry and anxiety is what turns pressure into stress. So when we talk about stress, if we were to define it, if I were to ask you, just describe what stress is. One of the words that will come in is worry, anxiety, fretting. And again, that's just that circular thinking in our brain where an issue, a problem, a circumstance becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, and when we write it down, all of a sudden breaks on that, it becomes manageable. The fifth discipline is don't be grumpy to others. You know, I can sort of check myself in the sense of how am I doing managing pressure. One of the major gauges is how I talk to my wife and my kids and friends that I have. My short, grumpy, irritable, and it's a classic indicator that pressure is being managed poorly. We can choose. This is one of the major key principles in life. We can choose to be kind, gracious, and nice, even if we don't feel like it. Now, if an unexpected event occurs in your life, pressure comes into your life, one of the things that is true is you don't feel like being nice. It's not the natural response that comes out of you. If you find out that you just won $1 million, now you feel like being nice. But the truth is, you can choose how you treat people, regardless of whether you've just got the worst news of your life or whether you've got the best news. You can be nice, you can be kind, you can be gracious. Strong people are nice, weak people are impatient. You're around people, you hear them talk, you know, see how they treat others, treat you. It's sort of like them getting on a scale and you observing how heavy they are, how fat they are. Whoa, I didn't know you were that fat. And so listen to them talk, and when you hear irritation and grumpiness come out, one of the things that you can automatically assume, not being judgmental, is that they're not that strong. Because strong people are nice even when they don't feel like it, recognizing that they can be. The most important part of managing pressure is our relationships. The most important part of managing pressure is our relationships. When we have good relationships with those in our life, we can carry incredibly heavy loads. And so it's a basic fact of life that if you have a good marriage, your ability to manage pressure goes up dramatically. If you have good relationships with your kids, with your parents, with the people you work with, your ability to manage pressure goes up dramatically. And so it becomes a circle, as it were, a downward spiral where you experience something at work, at home, in your finances, with your health, and you feel grumpy, and so you act grumpy, and you damage your relationships. And as a result of damaging your relationships, you're less able to carry a load, less able to manage pressure. And so it goes around again, and you experience something, and you act even grumpier. And pretty soon, you become a very weak person with really few friends, a bad marriage, kids that don't like, because you haven't understood this one basic principle. You don't have to act the way you feel. You can choose to be nice. You can choose to be gracious even though you don't feel like it. In making that choice, you become a stronger person. Making that choice, you become a person who lives stress-free. Making that choice, you become a person who will become highly productive in life, simply choosing how you talk to others, especially when you don't feel like nice. The sixth discipline is get plenty of rest. Now, we understand that physically, that if you go for 30 hours without sleeping, all kinds of areas in your life are negatively impacted. Performance goes down, 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 down to the point that you die with the absence of sleep. What is true physically is also true psychologically. It's true spiritually, that we need to learn how to rest regular increments of time. The sun comes up, sun goes down, sun comes up, so sun goes down. We're created that way. We're designed for regular intervals of rest so that we can carry heavy loads. Weary people always worry more. Weary people always feel sorry for themselves. Weary people are always grumpy. You know, my grandkids, if they come in and they're grumpy, and I make an observation, whoa, he's grumpy, his mother might say, well, he didn't have his nap. So little kids don't get enough sleep, they're grumpy. Big kids don't get enough sleep, they're grumpy. And so getting rest is important. We can rest by sleeping. We can rest by developing hobbies that we enjoy. We can rest by spending time with people that we love. And it's sort of just sort of a place where the pressure is kept out of our life. It's like putting an umbrella over your head when it's raining. Pressure's all around us. We're strong. We're carrying it. But we need to take a break on a regular basis from that pressure just to recuperate so we can go back out and face it again. And people who are high performers have learned how to incrementally and regularly, systematically develop rest times in their life. Remember, you want to be a winner in life, and winners carry heavy loads because they know how to manage pressure and not turn it to stress. Now, I want to be a good husband. I want to be a good father. I want to be a good grandfather. I want to be a good friend. I want to be a good fisherman. I want to be a good pastor. I want to succeed at all those areas of life, and one of the major things that will allow me to do that is to manage pressure, not allow pressure to turn into stress. Remember, your stress, it's your choice. It's your choice. It's not the circumstances. It's not the people in your life. It's not where you were born, what your parents were. It's something that you learn how to do. You live life. It's not that difficult. Remember, pressure is good. Don't run from it. This is a typical response of adults, is when pressure is offered to them, they say no, because they believe it'll turn into stress. And so many, many individuals do not take advantage of opportunities simply because they're afraid of pressure. Pressure makes you stronger and stronger and stronger, and you are infinite in your ability to manage it and to perform and to accomplish and to succeed.